Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
It's now time for Atomic Dog and Grudge Matters.
Good evening, Grudge fans. How's everybody out there today in Grudge Land? Well, we're going to talk about a few things today. You know, first off, I want to just make aware if anybody out there had a race this weekend up in the Dallas or Houston area, feel free to press the one button. Come on and tell everybody about your victory. If anybody want out there have a upcoming race, feel free to press the one button and tell everybody out there about your race. You know, people like to know, people travel. We know it's kind of hot, but people try to make some shows, so it'd be good to come in and speak about your upcoming show. While we're on upcoming shows, I'm going to speak about the upcoming show at Atomic Dog, Ultimate Grudge Press, along with Show Enough Racing, which will be going down August the 18th, Dallas Raceway. Atomic Dog, Ultimate Grudge Fest, and Show Enough Racing will be putting on another big Grudge Fest along with some other style races, which I'd like to announce that we're having a 275 class, 3,000 to win. Also letting some 580 guys come in and race, and some 7-0 guys. What I'm trying to do for the grudge races, a lot of these back half cars we have around here, you know, they say, hey, what are you going to do for the races? I've been kind of hearing that conversation. And so I decided, me and Peanut, that we're going to put something out there for the races. So whatever they decide to do, we're going to have like a 8-car maximum and it's going to be invitation. Some people be invited. We're going to put in $3,000. We're going to put in $3,000, and whatever the race is no entry. No entry fee. It's a free $3,000. If races decide to place bets on the side, that's their business. But it should be a great show. Should be some fast cars, along with some other lock-ins. As you know, myself, locked in with Purple Rain from the East Coast. Flip is locked in with Bobby Wildchild from the East Coast, and I'm also locked in with Bobby Wildchild, too. Like to make note that I was on the phone today talking to Tony Thorne, him and Cowboy, was talking about a small block race that they're going to do at that event. Cowboy stated that they're bringing four cars down here, and him and Tony was talking about it. Tony told him, and you know, Tony generally do what he said he's going to do. If he's going to race, he's going to race. If they agreed, they bring a small block, it's on. So they agreed on small block, no willy bars. Small block on nitrous, no willy bars. That conversation went on today. So I just want to put it out there that those guys got a tentative agreement for August the 18th. So we're looking forward. Tony Bynes say he will be calling in between here and there, trying to get some more lock-ins. Got some other guys coming from the East Coast that they'll be calling, trying to make some action. So we're going to continue to work to try to make August 18th another big event, and look forward to some of you guys in this area here. If you got a race, come on, talk about it. If you got a challenge, you want to challenge somebody, come on, talk about it. You know, come on and try to lock them in. Try to get your man. Try to find your man. Try to get your man. You know, I'm going to come up later on in the show after we talk about a few other things. But one of the topics, you know, I come up with, and I want everyone out there, there's really not a right or wrong answer. It's how you feel, depending on what car you have to race or which guy challenged you. And on that topic, it's going to be about, does the tire size matter? Does tire size matter and stop racing? You know, hear a lot of guys talk about tire size. You know, some people make a difference, some people don't. I've seen races go both ways. Another thing I want to talk about, because I heard this conversation come up, and sometimes people ask me, they often ask me, and the question is, how much spot would you give a car that run all motor? Yeah, Jason, we talk about run what you brung, and that's right. Run what you brung is the key. But sometimes, you know, if you want to make a race, you got to do what you got to do. And in some cases, it might be worth something. And one of my things I wonder, and I want people to speak on it. I want to talk out. I don't have all the answers, you know. I just like to know what the Gruitt fans think. In Gruitt racing, there's many ways you can make the race happen. There's many ways you can make races happen. And how much is a spot do you think all motor car need versus a nitrous car, a turbo car, or a blower car? In Gruitt racing, guys, people give up the back tie. Some people give up the back tie and the move. Some people give up the back tie and the clear, which is, hey, some people go with the one and one. And some people, when it's think it's just all unnecessary because just can't touch them. Some people even offer to give people what they consider everything in Gruitt racing. And for the ones who don't know what everything in Gruitt racing is, that's the back tie, the brake, and the clear. So, you know, there's many ways you can make races happen. And, you know, I've seen guys do a little bit of both. So I want to talk about that on this today's show. Does tire size matter? And how much spot will people give an all-motor car? Some all-motor cars out here, and that comes up a lot. Now, I'm going to go to the lines, and if it's a race that they want to talk about, you know, feel free to talk about it. And after that, you know, I want people to chime in if they got a lock-in. Talk about the lock-in. If they want to get somebody on the line that they want to lock in, do so. So anybody want to speak, we can go to the line. What we have out there?
Tracy, you've got quite a few callers on, but no one has their hand up to speak yet, so it's still on you.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about trying to make some action. And one thing I want to talk about is this. I done had callers, I done had people ask me, would I give a spot? I'll start with myself. I don't particularly like giving a spot because I believe if you come to me, you know how I set, you know what I run. So my first answer is no, I'm not going to give a spot. But in the back of my mind, if I think I can get away with it, I might gamble. Now, I'm not going to say I'm going to gamble on any kind of car. There's a lot of situations you have to take into consideration. Are you running another nicest car with quite a set like you? Or are you running a car that you know that you got way out of class? Guys just might have, you know, might want to gamble or might have a big mammal, might have a lot of pride, and he might want to challenge you. Well, in a case like that, I look at it, you know. I might gamble. I might, you know, give a spot. So I don't see myself giving everything up in Grudge Racing. You know, I don't want to just take that kind of gamble because that's a pretty tough one to give up. But in Grudge Racing, man, sometimes to make action, you got to do what you got to do. You know, we have a lot of races out here, man. Got a lot of people like to race a lot of different ways. I like for some of those people to step up and give their opinion about the tire size. So we hear a lot of people, you know, they hop on the tire size. We hear a lot of people hop on every time you go to the track. I hear every time I go to the track, that's one thing I hear people holler. Well, you got this size tie, or I got this size tie, put that size tie on, and let's sit the same. Or I hear people, man, let me, watch me move, or give me the back top. There's all kind of language out there. So, you know, I just kind of wonder, what is the Grudge fans here, what do they think or how they feel about their situation in the game of Grudge Racing? Why is it going to that? Because I hear it more and more. We have less and less Grudge Racing get off sometimes. So, you know, sometimes, you know, guys, you know, just to make it fun and give the crowd something, sometimes we might have to take some challenges. And, you know, when you take the challenges, all I can say, I wouldn't bet the world on it. I wouldn't bet the world on it. But I like to, you know, find out what are some of the fans think, you know. I like for other people, someone push the one button and kind of give me your version on it, you know. Just bring it up because that's a topic that comes to me. Everybody want to be quiet today? We don't want to have no one out there want to share the light. I have anybody that want to call out and speak on this topic or speak on another race about calling a race out or a race that's going on. I'm going to go out there and say it. I know there's one race going on this weekend in Dallas. Should be a pretty good race. You know, should be a pretty good race. I hear got some pretty interesting races going on. Me, myself, I'm planning on being in the house. Try to see if I can take advantage of that track because I got to run on that track the night of my race. So, hey, I think it should be a good event, man. Probably a lot of people out. So, that's one race I'm planning on attending this weekend. Anybody else want to come on and share some light on a topic or talk about a race or try to get somebody on the phone or try to lock somebody in, regardless what it's from? You know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You got to call some people out. I had some people at work today kind of going off about certain races around here in the Austin, Texas area, you know, about what they want to do, about what people won't do, about how people run their mouth and won't race, whatever. So I'm going to kind of quiet down and let somebody else come on and speak about Grudge Racing and making how to make a race happen, big tires, small tires, all motor, how much spot. Someone's Get a version. Speak up, get a version. Everybody's
okay,
going to be a little shy today.
Well, there's still no hands up. Apparently, you know, it's a quiet night so far. So what, from what I'm hearing, what you're saying is that tire size, you know, big tire, small tire has become an issue, and it's more of that now than run what you brought. Is that what you're saying?
It's a lot more of that now than what's been happening. You go back years in the game of grudge racing, a lot of times guys wouldn't come out there and complain too much about the tire size. That guy that came out there, he might not have the same tire that you have. First thing he'll do, he would ask for a spot. In cases like that, we didn't mind giving spots. You know, he didn't come across too much about the tire, just give him a spot. He felt like he was taking a spot sometimes to equalize things, to try to make it even. So with today's technology, I guess a lot of people are kind of afraid of it because they see some of these people got smaller tires on them. But, you know, with the technology, people able to utilize the conditions of the track, got pretty sharp tuners, and so they make that tire work to their advantage. And sometimes those small tire cars can and do run faster than some of the big tire cars. But a lot of times in the grudge game, you know, it don't always be that case. But, you know, sometimes the track condition have a lot to do with it, you know. People have technology today, so I think the technology have hurt the game of grudge racing as far as, you know, tire size concerned. A big tire guy not going to always give a guy. Just because a guy might have a 33-10-5 on, this guy might have a 17-34. I don't think that 17-34 going to always give at 10-5 guy anything, because this guy out there on 10-5 is running awful fast. But, and a lot of times that running awful fast, sometimes it's on a bigger scale, a lot faster, because guys got a lot better tuners and something like that. But, you know, sometimes down here just in the grudge world, if people go to track, you know, Sundays and Saturdays, you know, don't really do a lot of class racing. Sometimes, you know, they ain't all that fast as some of the guys that we know that run classes got that small tire that's taking advantage of it to the fullest. But, you know, it happens, and we just have to find ways to make racing more exciting, to make racing more better. I know the economy is still tight with money-wise, and people hate to take a chance with that money, but we have to do something, because we're going to some of these tracks, and most of the time around here, these tracks happen on a Friday night or a Sunday night, and I noticed some of the grudge racing that's been going on Sunday nights, whether we're talking about Houston Motorsports Park, Kennedale, or even Little River, or even Yellow Belly. You know, from what I've been hearing, the races have been down. You know, guys are still showing up to the track, but there's not as much action as going on. The people are still there, but not as much action going on with these grudge cars. I don't know if it's because of money or people won't take a chance or the heat, but the track is still full. It's still full of people, but the action is not there, and we just got to, you know, sometimes find what can we do to add to it, or how can we make grudge racing better, because these people are coming to the tracks to try to see some good grudge racing. So anybody else want to share their thoughts, their opinion?
Tracy, you were speaking about technology and the tuners, you know, the tuners being more sophisticated now, you know, using computer systems, using their race packs, you know, using other types of technology, you know, to tune these cars. So do you feel that in some ways technology has hurt grudge racing? Because you said earlier that back in the day that, you know, you would look at a car, you know, look at another car, the car might have big tires, might have small tires, and you would determine based upon that whether or not to race that person. But now it seems like it's a harder thing. You know, everybody is saying, okay, I'm not going to race you if you've got this size tire. So do you think that technology has hurt grudge racing?
I most definitely think technology has hurt the game of grudge racing for several reasons. A lot of time when guys go to track, you know, guys, you know, some of these guys, they walk around, they looking at these cars. You know, some of the guys have been around a while and know the game. They walking over there, they looking at particulars, what they see on their car. You know, if you're a pretty good grudge racer, you got a pretty good idea about what technology is, you can walk over to some cars and you can look at some of these cars And you can just pretty bad gauge if that car got the technology in it just because you got that small tire that he got something to hit him. If you go over and you catch a guy and he a lot of times don't have a, say, a 75-31 box or a grid box or any kind of timing device on his car, you know, you pretty much think, well, you know, that may be a car right there Mike can gamble with. You go over and catch one of them guys that got all this trick front end and all this technology on their cars and computers on their cars, you're going to be more reluctant to that car. You might, you know, shy away. So I definitely believe that, yes, technology have hurt the grudge game in a big way as far as making action, and especially in this area. I mean, man, I go back in the day, and any time you go to the track, man, cars didn't have that technology, so they ran all the time. You know, different cars run more than one time a night against each other because they didn't have the technology that was taking chances. So I do believe that technology have hurt. You know, we just got to step our game up, and the ones that are going to do it, you know, they're going to take advantage of the technology. So that's just a part of it. Anybody else got anything they want to share on that?
Freaky, go ahead.
Joe, what's up, Joe?
What's up, Freaky?
I'm nothing. Man, I got an issue with, not an issue, but I had a bad experience with off the chain with that giving a move in the back tire. You talking about that motorcycle about with a nitrous car? What would he give up on an all motor car? That's kind of like tricky, Joe, because you got to realize that them all motor cars are not leaving as hard as the nitrous cars. So all nitrous cars got to really do is just shake one time, and that motor car ain't gonna leave as hard, but it's gonna get down that track. And that's when the game is getting down that track.
Yeah, you got to get down the track. You know, you got guys around here, some guys, you hear them freaking, they got all motor cars, and they say you turn your bottle off. Well, you're not going to turn your bottle off because your body, you want to use it. They don't want it, so some of them guys say, okay, well, you're going to give me. Well, you give me something. Now, sometimes it's a little tougher to give a nitrous car the brake, you know, unless you feel like, well, I got it covered by getting the brake, but some of these cars around here that we know that got all motor, some of these guys, you know, you take a gamble. If you got a nitrous car, certain cars, you can kind of look at it, kind of, you might have an idea about how fast they run. You know, you can take a gamble with that car. You know, some of these guys will take that gamble, and some of these guys won't. I'm just kind of want to put it out there because I hear it on both sides. Guys be talking about it. So, yeah, we did that with a car from Houston. We went to Dallas, and, you know, yeah, Phil gave a guy a break, two nitrous cars, and, you know, just so happened we run out of real estate. But that's just, that's all a part in gambling. You know, we thought we can get away with something. We gambled on it, we lost. So that's the way it goes. You got to be willing to take a gamble sometime. You know, but that's just the way, that's the break of the straw, man. You got to try something.
Yeah. But I just feel like that the nitrous cars, you know, by them leaving so hard, you know, they got more of a chance of a shaking than an all motor car. You know, I mean, so it's like a 50-50 chance, really. You know, if the nitrous car don't shake, he should catch him and go around that all motor car.
Well, that's the luck of the draw, man. That's why it's called grudging. That's why it's called gambling. You know,
yeah.
We got to take chance. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would give a car that ain't got no nitrous if I thought I had action. I watch him move, you know, because, hey, he ain't got no knife, and I kind of got an idea about what he got based on me watching him make rollings or something like that. You know, I take that gamble with an all motor car. I'm not just going to take it with no other nitrous car, but, you know, all motor car, you know, I think I got enough experience where I can watch him run and feel like I know what I can get away with and what I can't. But, you know, I don't want to get in the game of giving nothing away, but we just talking just in general. Is it something possible that we would do as grudge racers? You know, because it comes up, and especially in this area here, we don't have a whole lot of cars down here that's real fast. We got a lot of cars down this way that people race, but some of these races, they kind of want to cross over us a little bit. A lot of them kind of bracket race, but they want to always tell you because they know you got a nitrous car to turn this off or turn that off. You know, I'm not in the game of turning nothing off, but I am in the game of would engage with them in a race to make something happen, even if I get a spot. So,
hey, Joe.
Anybody
else want to talk
on that? Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Go ahead.
Hey, I would say about that tire size, too. I said about 5 years ago, tire size used to matter, but you got 10 pounds car now running a sub-4. So, I mean, It's just all about what you got and how your hookup is. You know, I would say about 5 years ago, tire size did make a difference. But like you said, technology that came so far, it don't matter what tire size, because you got 10.5s going 390s and 389. So, you know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, you got guys out there running faster and faster, so you got to be careful. That's just knowing who you're dealing with. A lot of times, man, you got to know who you're racing. That's all about doing your homework, finding out what you can and find about this guy. You know, you just won't do it with anybody, but some people, you know, they come up to you, you know just about how much technology some of these guys got, so you can feel like you might take advantage of them. You wouldn't be with some of these class races out there. Get too big a gamble with them. Anybody else? Push the one button and give us your thought about it. You know, don't be afraid. I got a lot of callers out there, I see. And nobody want to talk. Hey, someone push the button and chime in on this.
Okay.
Everyone going to be shy?
Ricky, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Trace?
What's up, Ricky?
Nothing much. Hey, I guess I just not caught the very last couple of statements you made. I guess, did you make a reference to tire size and all that, too?
Yeah.
Okay, because really, to me, that's one of the biggest things. A lot of times, they really don't worry about power, as, you know, except for turbos and stuff like that. But, like, as far as tire size go, you know, now
yeah.
a lot of guys are able to make these small tires run like some of these big tire cars. And then, you know, a lot of times, like, it's track specific. Like Hattiesburg, for example, and Peanut will tell you this to be true. A lot of times, like, what was it, the year before last, that Fat Tuesday, nobody could get down the track. Or none of the big tire cars could get down the track. But then you turn right back around, and all the 10-inch tire cars going straight down the track, running numbers, too. You see what I mean? So a lot of times, I think a lot of it's going to have to do with just basically tuning and then knowing where you are. You know, so when I say where you are, I mean what track you're at. And then, you know, a lot of these small tire guys really shouldn't ask for too much from somebody just because they have a bigger tire. Because, I mean, you know, like I know, sometimes that bigger tire is more of a handicap than a crutch, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%, man. So that's just all about part of grudging, man. Well, you got to, you know, just know who you're talking to. You know who you're talking to, knowing what kind of car they got, and kind of knowing a little history about the car, watching the car a little bit. I mean, it's some of these cars, you know, some of these times I go to a track, I see cars, and I hear guys talking, I hear guys trying to make races, and, you know, sometimes the races don't get off, but, you know, everybody's going to do what they got to do, and I understand that, but, you know, sometimes, you know, we're going to have to take gambles on this if we just want to continue action or not. We're going to be going to the track, you know, a lot of times these cars making a lot of passes and just having fun with it with ourselves, you know. So I'm just speaking on something to try to see, is there anything that we can do as grudge racers? Is there anything how we can kind of mix things up, or do we need to take a little gamble you know, everybody's going to do what they got to do with their own program. I understand that. I'm not trying to tell nobody what to do. It's just an open topic about conversation that come up about different tire size and about different positions, negotiations, stipulations about move, breaks, or whatever. I mean, we just have to find some kind of way to make more action in this area than just something that, you know, I just want to speak about because, you know, people ask different questions. I don't have all answers, and it's not a right or wrong answer. It's really a personal opinion, however you feel.
I think about one thing about down in this area, it's kind of like the whole thing with Dave Morgan say the yellow dot theory. A lot of people build their cars the same way. You don't see a whole lot of straight motor grudge races, especially in DFW. You know what I mean? You know, you just don't see it. Now, the problem that I think we have is that a lot of dudes, you know, if they don't have wheelie bars, then they feel like somebody should owe them some. And I think what should happen, or what is happening now, you're starting to see this technology catch up. And it may not be happening this summer or this season, but pretty soon you're going to see some of these other boys that really ain't asking or caring if you got wiggle balls or not, because, you know, they're going to realize that, you know, what they're paying for is what they want. So, you know, you can't really expect, you know, Joe to give you nothing just because you went and built your car a certain way.
Well, I understand that. That's just like what I said earlier. A conversation went on with Cowboy from the primetime camp. You know, him and Tony Thorne was on the phone talking, and that was one of the stipulations the Cowboy was asking him. Tony Thorne wanted to know, hey, man, y'all going to bring the 7-month car? And Cowboy told him, he don't know. We're bringing 4 cars. We don't know if we're going to bring that car, but we have another small block car that Triggerman got called Bam Bam. He told him, we probably going to end up bringing that car. He said, and he said, loan this small block, and they went back and forth on, you know, how many kids you got, this and that. And Cowboy told him, man, I don't care how many kids you got, man. I'm not going to ask you how many kids you got on your motor. I just want to know if we got the same size tie and no willy bars. We both got small block, small tie, no willy bars. And Tony Thorne told the guy, hey, man, it ain't no big deal. You know, we're running with a small block and no bars. So all that's just going to be in the language of two people. Some guys going to let them guys come down in, and some of these guys here are not going to take their willy bars off. And if I'm one of them guys that's not real sharp on tuning my car, if it was me, I wouldn't take my willy bars off either. Just because they come down here without willy bars, if I was them, I'd bring some willy bars too. So sometimes you got to learn to tune your cars both ways. You want to be the best of both worlds, or you ain't going to make that race happen. But I ran my car with willy bars, and I'm not that good of a tuner. I'm not going to take my bars off.
Well, I'm going to tell you, my uncle made that mistake and stole an over. I think you know who he is. I think it was Troy Berry called him out one day at the other building. And it's a funny story. Troy Berry called him out and told him, well, you take your willy bars off, we can do something. And like a fool, my uncle took his willy bars off and tore his car. And his car was put up for about a year and a half. So don't be a fool if you don't know what you're doing. He left that starting line and did a wheel stand by half the track and let the car down and tore it up. And this car was put up for about a year and a half, no racing. So, I mean, like, I agree with you on that. But I think the reason that you hear a guy like Tony Thorne saying he ain't worried about it, okay, fine, I'll do it. I mean, he is a good tuner. And then on top of that, Tony Thorne is just going to race. I mean, he's going to race any way he can get in there. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I think really, really the case is going to be trying to get guys like him to start influencing some of the races around this area to start having his outlook. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Ricky, because, you know, Cowboy called and said, man, who's going to lock in? Who's going to lock in? I said, well, I don't know, man. Guys, some guys say they're going to wait till you get a little closer, and they're going to lock y'all in. I said, but Tony Thorne wants to talk to you. So they got on the phone, and both of them guys, like I said, they did their negotiation about what they was going to do, what they wasn't going to do, and what they was going to bring. And by Tony Thorne's reputation about what he had told Primetime on the first conversation when he came, he said, man, if you bring your car down here, I promise you, you're going to race. I'm going to race you. And Tony told me himself, he said, when I'm coming to Texas, I want to run some of them guys, and I especially going to run that Javier guy again because he had a big mouth, and I'm going to run that Terminator because that guy got my money, and I want to get my money back. He said, I'm not going to worry about Tony Thorne. He said, that guy showed me he was a man of his word, and he's going to race. So if Tony Thorne tells me he's going to race, I'm not going to worry about that DP. I'm going to try to lock somebody else up. So when they Primetime Camp was on the phone today, and which anybody know, Cowboy is the mouth of Primetime, Cowboy had knew that it was Tony Thorne on the phone. He knew it was the guy that had the terminal to beat him. And Tony told him, man, we got 2 small block cars down here. Which car you going to bring? They talked about their agreement. And now time did Cowboy say, you know, hey, man, well, you know, how much are they probably going to be because those 2 guys done raced before? And he said, Trace, and he just said, okay, man, we're going to race. And so they know on the 18th, they know that they're going to hook them small block cars up. So, yeah, it's different ways people can make racing depending on your honesty and integrity and what people think you are, think you're serious, or think you're a bullshitter or what. So action going to come, and we're just going to try to have some fun and try to make sure we can come out on top this time. I think, you know, we did a lot better than we did win the Mississippi, but we want to try to aim to make things better this go around. Like to get a lot of people in, like to get guys down here to lock up some races. with some guys from different parts of the state or whatever. So anyone out there want to share in on this, don't be shy, man. Push the one button, give your opinion. Everybody's opinion counts. It's just our opinion, not right or wrong. It's just how we feel about the girls racing in action, how we can bring action. So don't shy up, man. Sometimes you need other people. You need to hear from other people. So not here, Ricky. Go ahead.
Tracy, you have quite a few callers on here, but still no hands up. Might want to take a moment right now, though, to let people know that, you know, you mentioned the August 18th race in Crandall that's coming up. But, you know, when those locked-in races get, you know, when those races get locked in, of course, we're going to mention them on the show here, but let everybody know that we're going to post any locked-in races on, of course, Atomic Dog's message board, which is at AtomicDogDragRacing.com. We'll also post them on Hot Hit Mob board and some of the other boards, you know, that are out there. We'll post them on Grudge Racer, which is an East Coast board. We will also post them on, hopefully within the next few days, we hope to get the flyer and information on Hot Rod Gossip, you know, for the races that are down in the Houston area, and we'll post those locked-in races on there, too. And all of those message boards, you can reach them if you go to the Atomic Dog Drag Racing webpage, hit the link section, and you can get to every single one of those message boards that I mentioned from the link section.
Okay, that's right. We're going to be working to get that stuff up.
Okay. We had a caller with us on the 678-0663, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey. I'm fine.
Y'all don't tell everybody. Y'all will have one this week. I just now found out about it, what, yesterday?
You say what?
They
y'all
have one this week.
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Huh?
You got a lot of background on. Go ahead, though.
Oh, I'm at work, dude.
Okay.
I just now found out about y'all race for what? This week? I just now found out about that, what was it? Yesterday.
Let me say it like this, Cliff. You know, if a guy contact me or post on my website, I don't have a problem advertising to nobody. Every week on the show, I put it out there for guys to come on, talk about your show, try to put it out there. You know, sometimes for different reasons, your guys don't come on or they forget or whatever. But, hey, this show is available not for me. This show is just available for all of us to come out and put information out there, talk about upcoming races, talk about locking in somebody, finding somebody online, discussing it. This is a good talk show. This show is for every grudge racer that want to come on and utilize it. Not just for me. It's for all of us in the grudge game. I welcome anybody to come on and talk about their grudge race. Anybody's welcome to come on my show, and I'm going to give them time to talk about their race. But if the show you feel like not getting enough advertisement, you know, that's not on me, because I'm available, and this show is available to help put races out there. And there's other people got grudge boys out there that, you know, people need to take advantage of them and try to feed them. Me personally, we try to post some golf stuff everywhere we can.
Yeah, because I look at grudge racing every day, you know, to see what's new on there. But I ain't never seen it posted, so I got like, damn, the race.
We just did the final flyer like within the past couple of days because we were trying to finalize some things, you know, not trying to step on any other, you know, there were a couple other races that were going on, you know, in the Texas area. We weren't trying to step on their toes, but by tomorrow, you know, I started flooding today, so by tomorrow, it'll be all over the place.
Oh,
we
got a lot of people that's in the South that come to it, that want to come this way, But if they don't know about it, hey, because you got to think like this, from Georgia to here, that's 830 miles. And that's, what, 12 hours? Then what's that, that's 13 foot on the trailer? So you got to think like this. People that want to call, half of some of them got to take off work. But, you know, you got to think like this. So, y'all gonna get on top of that. Why they don't throw 2-day races down there? That's the problem. So everybody don't
want to have to come for 1 day then turn around and go back home. They want a 2-day race. And I'm thinking like this. Y'all throw a good 2-day race down there and get well lit or a little money. Y'all have to be gone. Well, we working on that. Some things in the making, man. We just trying to build a bigger form with guys traveling from state to state and traveling from state to state. Within last year and this year, it's something that we're building on. And, you know, a lot of us down here, man, we're talking about, that's what we're working for. We're working for trying to build a relationship to travel out to the East Coast and get the East Coast coming out here. They're coming out here again, so our next trip will be the East Coast. We're working on something coming up where we possibly can have a 2-day event. However, we got to do it just like they do when we come out there on the East Coast. When I went to Florida, Florida has a 2-day event, and I went to that event last year. That Runny Sunday is a real nice event, man. It's a 2-day event. So you're right. People come a long way sometimes. They don't want to come and go back the next day or whatever. But, you know, it's something in the making, man. You got to start somewhere, and I think we have pushed the ball in the right direction where we're traveling to the East Coast. The East Coast is coming to Texas. So we're building a bridge, man. We're building a bridge. So we're working on it. So. But you will see the August 18th race, Atomic Dog Donut Racing fly. You will see it everywhere before the weekend, I promise.
Chris, don't you have a car that you kind of called out Peanut like a couple of months ago?
Yeah. You got to think like this. When somebody wants you to take them all around the state, yeah, we're going to race. Why can't we race in front of your home, people? They just shipping on like that. But you got to own. Let's stick in Louisiana. I'm thinking like this. If a fan wants to race, and he know I called him a couple of times to say, hey, man, what was on like this little money? But, you know, when you get there, I don't want them kind of people. When they give me the run around once, they don't want to do that. That ain't no use too much to my breath.
So, if you say, do I hear you say, tell me if I'm wrong, I hear you say that Peanut gave you the run around about the race?
No, he thought, but what I told him, I called him. I called him the next day, and I said, well, man, let's go carry this little money. And let's just get, you know, let's all get this off. And, well, we can do it in Thunder Rock. Man, my people say, what they gonna, what they want to do? Take it down to Booster to go off? I'm not all on this one.
I'm a secret. You know, I hear your story. I'm a secret when we get Peanut on the line. You got
that? Peanut,
you're
welcome.
He's a damn liar.
Oh, why they call you? Why they
you's
call
a
you?
Damn liar. You know you was a damn lie. Don't tell that goddamn lie on this radio. Don't you tell that goddamn lie. Don't you sit there and tell that goddamn lie. Don't you sit there and tell that lie.
I just talked about your ass the other night.
I know.
Because you disappeared. You the fucking period, man. You just like you are. You are an invisible motherfucker. You disappear.
The what? Huh?
You're an invisible motherfucker.
Here we go with this bullshit again. What you want to do? Here I go. Hey, I'll tell you what. my people in Serbia and Harrisburg this week.
My people. When you get a motherfucking car, then you call me.
I got a car. That's a problem. That's a problem.
And then I'm not talking about my people. If my people were somewhere, I'd tell them to go to something, bring their ass, why don't they go?
Okay.
If they were my people.
All right.
Now, that's what I do
right, you
with
want,
my people.
Man, you gotta look at it. I got the man number in my phone. I called the man the same day.
Participation
and communication between all of us, you know, not a lot of this come on the line doing this, you know, fake-ass racing, just talking about racing, not really trying to lock nobody in. So, you know, guys need to step up, you know, us as Groys fans, we need to talk to people, we need to come on, voice our opinion, don't hold back, don't go to our, you know, a lot of, believe it or not, man, there's a lot of talk go on in these individual shops and clicks and things like that about racing, who going to do what to who. But boy, when it's time to come to the drawing board, you only see, you know, a handful of people really trying to do it. So we're going to have to all do our part, man, and try to, you know, wake this game up down here in the Texas area, because you got people from the East Coast, boy, they talk real rugged. But one thing about them, they do race. So, you know, we're going to have to step up, and that's what this race is going to be. It's called Texas Stand Up. So we're going to have to stand up, man, because right now they looking at us as some, you know, some of us anyway, some fake-ass racists, do a lot of talk but don't bring no action. So Texas, this race, August 18th, is Texas Stand Up. Pick one and ride with them. Just do your best. Come out. Try to engage. Try to encourage some of your friends who got these cars scared to take a stab at some people to do some racing up. We all got to do our part. What do y'all think about that? Anybody have anything? If they want to call anybody that they be interested in, think they want to lock in. I know a lot of people on the East Coast have called. Some guys talking about coming down here. Some guys. We just got to be able to communicate to make it go. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take stepping up, stepping out, and trying to lock these people in. Because right now they look at us pretty bad. So when we go out there, hopefully we'll go out there at Texas as a whole with a group of cars, you know, sometime, hopefully, sometime towards the, you know, end of the year to have a big race. And I like to see, you know, us take a group of cars out there and represent Texas, because they talk about Texas pretty bad, man. But I think if we get together and take some cars out there, I think that we'll see, we'll travel and we will mix up win, lose, or draw. We're going to go to try to kick some ass. So hey, it's going to take a collaboration of everybody, you know, and we got to stop, you know, fighting among ourselves around here and putting these races on and trying to make action. We got to find ways to work things out to where, you know, we can be unified and we travel out of state, man, and be together. I'm gonna make mention of one thing that I've noticed, and I saw this in the race that we had in Houston, Texas. And these two people are well-known people in the Groys game. And I saw Mike Hill and Prime Time go at it pretty hard at a race. I also saw Dog and Prime Time go back and forth about a race. But when those guys leave the state of Georgia, I seen them in Mississippi, and I seen them in Texas, you would never know that they go at each other that hard. They come together when they leave the state. So, you know, I'm saying for us Texas folk and surrounding states like Louisiana is kind of a part of what we do. When we go out there, we got to find ways to, man, you know, not fight amongst ourselves and find ways to, when we get ready to travel and go out of state, man, to come together. We have to find ways to come together. It's going to take all of us to do some giving on our part to help make action. So if anybody want to come on and speak about something, feel free. I got a lot of people out here I'm looking at on this phone, but no one pushing the one button. They want to talk about something, want to help try to bring this girls game to light, or try to help make some action, try to lock somebody in. I heard a lot of talk today about guys want to lock somebody in, guys want to buy cars, they want to mix it up. But, you know, hey, it's yet to be seen. Right now, you know, we got to stop being fake-ass racists and for the ones who do a lot of talking and not a lot of racing. So I'm going to do my part. Win, lose, or draw, I'm going to do my part, and I think I done show that I will step up because I'm locked in. So some other guys, you know, look forward to y'all doing the same thing. Anybody have anything you want to share on the conversation we've been having about these races, or about the style races, whatever? Push the one button. Speak up. We have anybody out there?
Tracy, you've still got a lot of callers on the line, but hold on. Someone just pressed their one button. 512-9541. Mo, your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up, Trace? How y'all doing, man?
What's up, Mo?
Not much, man. Yeah, I'm seeing you talk about tire size, mounting, all that. You know, then I hear a lot of things saying about the blowers against the nitrous. You know, blowers can outrun nitrous, but that's not always true. There are some nitrous that can outrun blowers too. You know, and then if you feel that you need some from a blower car, well, get over another lane and go on and racing. And after the race is over, if you feel you need, then negotiate on something like that. But, you know, and that's where I feel about on the blower motors and versus nitrous.
Yeah, in some cases, no, that's true. I mean, you know, you got, like I say, you got a nitrous, that's just like getting a nitrous car to run an all motor car. You know, the guys know each other, know what each other got. You know, that all motor car probably not going to run that nitrous car head up. If they kind of know each other and kind of know, have an idea what each other got, they not. That all motor car going to ask that guy for something. Same thing about a nitrous car and a blower car. I'm quite sure it's some nitrous cars out here with gamble with a blower car, because we've seen one, and I'm going to name one big race that everyone that they're familiar with, they know. I've seen I believe this car had a 10.5 tire on it, blower car, run a blower car, which was a back half blower car, run a chassis truck. If anybody remember, it was Drexel Stewart in his S10, him and Kenny Hubbard. So that was a blower car on 10.5, if I ain't mistaken. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. That was a blower car on 10.5. Running against a chassis truck on 17.34 and a half, blowing a nitrous car. So, and the blower car won on the 10.5. So, there was two guys that kind of thought that, hey, we kind of can make action, and it happened. In a lot of cases, it don't happen. So, it depends on who you're talking to with that blower car, with that nitrous car, with that hollow motor car, with that turbo car. It's kind of who you're talking to. You know, some guys going to take a stab at a blower car, a lot of guys won't take a stab at a blower car. Or some nitrous cars might take a stab at a certain blower car, and the blower car might not take a stab at that nitrous car. So it's all depending on who you know, what they got, what you feel about their program, which going to make action, you know, because it's not all, like you say, not all blower cars outrun all nitrous cars, and not all nitrous cars outrun all motor cars. It's who you know, what you think they got, what you think about that person. And, you know, people just got to find ways to, you know, if they want to run, to mix it up. Because, you know, all I'm not going to run a blower car head up, just like all motor car, not going to run all nitrous cars heads up. Just like all nitrous cars, not going to run all nitrous cars heads up. So, you know, we just got to do what we got to do and try to find ways to try to make some action and cut some of this talk down about always talking about what we're going to do and start stepping up and trying to do it. Try to be a man about what we say we're going to do. Win, lose, draw. Get out there and see what happens.
Well, you know, that's like I say, you know, you got a pro mod and you got a nitrous car and another man got a pro mod blower car, then, you know, I don't see what the problem is that you're running it if you call yourself having a pro mod, you know. I just don't understand that.
It was like this here, Mo. Some nitrous cars and some blower cars, some nitrous cars will run a blower car. Alright, just like some blower cars won't run some nitrous cars. So it depends on, again, who has that program, what you think about what they have. If you don't know much about that person's program and you're looking at particular cars, like you say, what kind of car I have and what kind of car another guy might have, I'm not going to say I don't want to run no blower car. I'm going to say that. I don't want to run no blower car. But if there's a blower car out there if there's a blower car out there that I know what they got and I see what they got and I done seen them run, if we at the track and if something get out of line, if I think I can outrun that blower car, I might take a chance. You know, I might take a chance. Vice versa, you know. I don't want to run no blower car, but I'm not going to say I will never run one. It all depends on what I think that person got, how he looked that day. I'm not just going to go out there and lock in no blower car, and then that guy come race, they gotta lock my money, and that guy come in, and he got some stuff that I underestimated him half. I'm not going to do that. I might, you know, be at the track, catch one at the track, watch him a little bit,
you know, might take a gamble at him. Other than that, I'm not gonna do it. You know, that's just me. But I'm just one person. That's just like a pro mod car. There's some pro mod cars out there. I don't think I can run with it. Just because I got a pro mod style car, which I got a top sports one. Just because I got that style car, don't mean that I'm gonna go out there and lock everybody with a top sportsman or a pro mod car in. I'm not gonna do that. But if I think that we set sort of like, I think I can take a gamble, I'm gonna take that gamble. Now, I ain't scared to lose. I will take that gamble. But I'm not gonna go say my car is a pro mod car. Well, I go lock in with a guy like Doug Reister because he got a pro mod. I'd be a damn fool. I would be a damn fool to try to lock in with a car like that. No, I wouldn't do that. Why? What is my odds? Yeah, I know I'm taking a gamble, but guess what? That's one maybe out of 10, maybe, if I'm lucky. If he shakes his house and I make the trip. You know, so you can't say, now I hear people talking about, you can't say every pro Mars car or top sportsman, big top car set alike should go heads up. Some people you just can't go heads up with. So that's why you got the negotiation and trying to stiff your race and see if you can stiff it. You can't stiff it. Leave that man alone. I mean, that's just my perspective. Don't somebody step in and speak up, share your experience and what you feel about it. That's my opinion. That's just mine. That's what I feel about what I do with the operation over here. So anybody else share some light on what Mo said about blower cars or nicest cars, push the one button, man. Let me hear some of y'all's opinion. So I'm quite sure Mo and them run a blower car operation. And I'm quite sure there's some cars out there that Mo and them probably would take a stab at with that blower car. So, you know, it's a person's opinion of how they feel about their program. Someone step up and Mo, you wanna say some more, go ahead and talk a little more on it. Anybody address Mo on that issue.
Yeah, you got a lot of people, you know, with pro mods, nitrous, picking on a lot of people, you know, what they cause, you know, and that's one thing about us in our operation. We ain't never picked on nobody, you know. And, you know, a lot of people hate on us, me and King, you know. And like I say, they won't, it ain't going to be nobody around here ain't going to like us when our new car come out. I guarantee you that, you know. So, you know, like I say, everybody been hating on King for a long time. For what? I don't know what for, you know. But we do have a blower car. We don't have no problem. We ain't running from nobody and ain't ducking nobody, you know what I'm saying? But we don't go around picking on nobody. If somebody come to us, you know, that means that, you know, somebody said something about us. But, you know, I'm talking about the hating part, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I'm talking about, you know.
Well, you know,
Tracy and Mo. Is it really a hating situation or is it just a situation like Tracy said that, you know, he has a nitrous car and, you know, knowingly he will not go up against a blower car. Is it really hating or is it just that you've got a lot of nitrous cars that don't want to go up against a blower car?
No, it's a lot of hating. You know, we hear stuff about, you know, pictures of our car sent somewhere and somebody come back and make a comment about our car won't go down the track and all that old kind of, you know, stuff like that, you know. That's even in our own hometown that, you know, we getting that old kind of hate stuff, you know what I'm saying? But like I said,
hey, Mo, let me say something. They're just going to go on. I went to Dallas when I first got my car. Hey, if you listen, there was a guy came on one of the other shows, and I know you'd be on the other show, when I was talking about raising the guy that might have been the Cliff guy, he hollered from the East Coast, he said, lock that car in. They won't even go down the track. So worrying about what a guy say, who won't go down the track, Mo, that to me, that's small talk. So guess what? The element of surprise to get them every time. I don't want too much worry about a guy telling me that I won't go down the track or my car won't go down the track because what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep on going to the drawing board that I can get that rock to go down the track, and then guess what? When we do something, they have enough surprise to get you. So, you know, you can't always, you know, get mad because people go around and talk and say this and say that. That's part of what people going to do is always going to be critics. People always going to talk shit. But in the end, what it boils down to, somebody got to come to their line and we can come to some kind of agreement. They got to come to their line. So but what you're saying, I hear it all the time.
Don't get me wrong. Don't mistake what I said. I'm not mad about it. But what I'm saying is the people who saying it ain't trying to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing about it.
Well, I agree with you on that. I mean, that goes both ways. I mean, you know, a lot of times, yes, you're right. People say a lot of stuff, and then they're telling us a lot of times what goes on. A lot of people do a lot of talking, don't own no car. But that's just a part of the grudge game. People going to do, they're going to talk shit. You know, so that's the way it is.
King been doing this for a long time. And if I'm mistakenly, you can check King's record, and I bet he got the most wins here in Austin. Do you agree?
He made. I'm not going to say.
You saying there's more, somebody got more wins than King do, whether his motorcycle or a race car that he had.
Oh, you talking about, we talking just girls. We talking just, hold on. We talking just girls, right? Wait a minute. Let me finish. Let me address Mo.
What you say?
Hold on. I didn't hear what was said. Let me address Mo. Mo, we talking about girls, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We talking about girls, and you said he in Austin. Let me finish. Mama, address it. You put it out there. Let me address it. Forrest Grudge, King might have the more wins and grudging here in Austin. Here in Austin. Because King is very good at going and tricking these guys back. We gotta go back in the day. We can't go on, you know, on lately. We gotta go just on what you say in the history of what King Grayson. King's very good at manipulating his race and getting guys to go out there because they want to beat King Arthur so bad that, you know, he do what he has to do to trick him to get his man. You can't hate on no man for that. Now, so King, a lot of guys ran him back in the day because they wanted to beat King. And so King manipulated him and he tricked him and he killed him. King did his job. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, versus, I'm going to compare against me. Now, King knew how to get his man because he talked that shit to him, and he can trick him, and then go out there and King kick their butt back in the day. But overall, reason why, I'm going to use me, why I didn't get no bunch of races, because I always was faster than everybody when I started racing. Only person around here back in the day was faster than me when I first started was some of the old school guys like Junior Marshall, Big Jim, you know, those were some of the guys that were still grudge race that we went to Dallas and Houston with that was a little faster than me for about 2 years. After that, I wouldn't get no races. I started traveling outside of Austin, Texas to try to get races, and that got quiet. So when you speak about no races, you know, King would get races with them guys, so King stirred them guys up. And those guys want to beat King. I didn't go probe at all them guys and stir them guys up. But that's part of King's game. I don't hate on him for doing it. If it worked for him, great. King did that, and he kicked a lot of people's butts back in the day. Yeah, I give him credit for it. You're right. I agree with you.
Ain't that what y'all saying that grudge racing is? All about trickery.
I know the most. What I'm saying is this. Back in the day, King did that. King reigned. King won.
And that's the same thing that's still going on today. It's all about tricky. That's what you and Pro Stock and all that is saying. So he's been doing it in the game longer than you.
No.
Anybody else has.
But you're missing a point. Hold on. He missing a point.
Oh, you missing a point.
Now we're talking about racing. You know, I'm not taking the credit away from what King did. Don't get me wrong.
That's what we were talking about. Racing. What else? What are you talking about then if we're not talking about racing?
See, Mo, we're talking about racing right now.
Tracy, one moment. Mo, hold on a second. I'm playing devil's advocate here, okay? But in the words of Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately?
So what you're saying is. So what you trying to say is that we ain't stepped up lately? Is that what you trying to say?
I just said, what have you done lately? That's
well,
all
that's,
I
what
well,
that, that's what that means. That's what that means. So
well,
that's what you're saying?
I think what they're saying, Mo, is that since y'all didn't change over to a blower operation, nitrous cars definitely don't want to run a boiler car. So that really knocks you out of the ballpark, really.
Okay.
I
understand what you're saying, sir. I understand that. But back to other part of what you have done for me lately. So basically what you're trying to say is we haven't done nothing lately. So my thing on that, who have called us out lately?
Okay, Peanut
well,
just addressed that.
That's what I'm saying. When you changed over to a blower operation, that kind of killed your action.
I understand what you're saying. But, you know, the little comment that was made is, what have you done lately means what have you done now? See, now, if that was put it the way you put it, then that's understandable, but that wasn't put it the way you put it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But again, team, you're not going to like us when a new car come out. And then you ain't going to say, no, we can't do that.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I have a
and
take
if you want
on
to,
blower
if you want
cars.
To,
you
I
mean,
blower
cars,
phone, you can get King
blower
on the phone,
cars are nice.
And we can verify
cars
this
are
even
nice
more.
Car. Blower cars are nice cars to have. But in the grudge warrior, I mean, realistically, ain't nobody going to run them unless they know they got them beat. Because the only thing about a blower car is going to make power. It's going to make power. I don't give a damn. You can get the littlest blower, it's going to make power. So in the realistically world, of a nitrous car running a blower is just not going to happen unless it's in class racing. If it's in class racing, we'll run them all day long. I run them every week. But in grudge racing, I'm going to try to dodge. I mean, that's just a fact. I mean, it's just not going to happen in the grudge world. I mean, they're going to stay away from them cars because the cars are fast. And then they're not only fast, they're getting light. And when you get light and fast, I mean, you got to that's a wrecking to deal with. And true enough, you got some nitrous motors. And I feel like I got one of them cars that's coming out that can run with a blower car. So I might be one of the guys that's going to take a chance on y'all. Mayday.
Mo, I think Mo might have clicked over. He's still there. I think he might have clicked over. I think he said he was trying to get King on the phone. I don't know if Mo feel like if somebody is jugging at him. I don't know what conversation he's coming up when he's saying, you know, people keep talking. People talk about everybody. I mean, people talk about me all the damn
well,
time.
Well, that's the way
you know,
bracing world there. You ain't gonna race and ain't nobody gonna talk about you. So you can forget that. That's not in the realistically world. I mean, you ain't gonna race and ain't nobody gonna talk about you. They gonna talk about what you got, what you should have had, what you ain't got, and they just gonna go on and on. So that's gonna happen. You can't change that.
And
a lot of times it ain't that people hating on you. It's just that's just what people do.
Exactly. I mean, shit, Mo. I mean, people talk about me all the time. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, that's just like you said. That's just part of it. People gonna do it. I mean, I don't know if Mo.
They gonna
like
do it, man. I mean, they gonna
personally.
Talk about you. They gonna talk about your car. They gonna talk about your crew. They gonna damn sure talk about your mechanic. So, I mean, what you gonna do? They gonna talk about the chassis, man. They gonna talk about everybody. Well, if he'd been over here, he'd been going fast. That's what they do. You can't worry about the small talk.
No, all you can do is just try to, you know, some of the people talk. If you think you can beat them, try to engage with them, try to make action beat them. You don't think you can beat them, you know, leave them alone.
Somebody's casting the name, they tune them, they call. They're going to talk about all that.
901-2877. Your mic is open.
Yeah, go ahead.
Huh?
901-2877. Your mic is open.
Mic is open. Hold on.
Mic is open, man.
Hey, boys. Welcome, boys. Welcome to the 901, boys. You boys, what y'all boys gonna do? You motherfucking faggots. Hey, we come to Chicago. We can't coach on that? Okay, I'm sorry about the coaching. Where I'm just shit recording to. Hey, look it up. When we try to get out, boys, what you boys gonna do? To the 901, boys. You 901 girls? No, 901, shit. Enjoy the girls? Where you boys at?
We can't. You coming
back to
Houston?
Well,
this is 901 boy had the Mustang that was in Houston?
Yeah, this is Mustang. We had the Mustang in Houston.
Well, y'all got away. I'm quite sure.
I'm going out there and get me some of that shit the 901 boy got.
You boys from Minnesota.
I know I'm coming up there and get me some of that good shit y'all got, though.
I don't know. What you talking about? Some racing? This is all the good shit we got up here. Blast, blow your ass off. Hey, this is all the
good shit. You got somebody online in Chicago talking about doing something?
Huh?
Did you say you had somebody online in Chicago talking about doing something?
Yeah.
Hello?
Who is this?
Hello?
This bad boy with.
What's going on? What you got on your mind?
This
is Tommy Dog.
Who is this?
Tommy Dog.
Yeah. Hey, so see if some of them Texas boys come to my race on August 5th, man. He'll be them who said who got on the web, Thomas, and I ain't want to run them.
What car you had? Were you in Mississippi?
Huh?
Were you in Mississippi at Fat Tuesday?
Yeah, I was in Mississippi for Fat Tuesday.
And you was trying to run Hillbilly them?
No, I was trying to run Hillbilly them when I was over there May 19th in Texas when I was in Houston.
I guess.
Oh, they wouldn't do nothing with you?
Well, they waited till the track time to go. They waited till the time to go, and then they asked me, did I want to race? It was 15 minutes to get to staging. I wanted to see if they wanted to come to, either they can come to Chicago. I know they don't want to come that far, but they can meet me in Holly Springs on the 5th, August 5th. We got a big grudge race going on over there.
And I'm gonna tell you the best way you can try to get up. You say this is Whit?
Yeah, this bad boy Whit. This is Atomic Dog, ain't it?
Yeah, he's with. Okay, I'm going to tell you how you can get a message after them. I don't know if anybody on the Houston area is out here. I got Hillbilly on the phone and know how to get in touch with Hillbilly and have him call in. If not, you can go on highroadgossip.com and you can put a post on there. They stay on that page, so you can go to highroadgossip.com and post a call out to Hillbilly and you'll get addressed.
You said Hot Rod.
Anybody, highroadgossip.com. You can put a post on there, and that's the boy that Hillbilly stays on. If you want to say something to him, or somebody on here from the Houston area can get Hillbilly on the phone, we got a little time where maybe you can talk to him. We got in Houston, if somebody know how to get Chuck to Hillbilly. We got to go out of Chicago.
I ain't from Chicago. I'm from Memphis.
Yeah, 901 boy. Yeah, I thought y'all got y'all down here. Y'all appreciate y'all coming down here. That car looked pretty good down there, so.
I just know Hillbilly and went across the web and said that we didn't want to run them. I tried to run them when I first got to the track, and then they waited to late on that night after I had ran Lonzo, and then they said they wanted to run, but hell, it was 15 minutes to staging close, and we stayed in staging because dude had wrecked.
Well, you want to holler at Hillbilly, and we're going to see if we can get Hillbilly on the line. We're going to see if we can get Hillbilly on the line. Just give us a second. We're going to see if we can get Hillbilly on the line. You just hang on. Yeah. If anybody else you think you want to shout out, what you want to do August 18th? You can't make it daddy August
18th? Nah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to try. But I was trying to get them. If they come here on the 5th, I'm going to definitely come there on the 18th. So I done been there. They need to come where I'm at.
If
they come Holly Springs on the 5th, I'm most definitely come back on the 18th.
Well, I can talk for here, Billy. I don't know what it is with this program right now, but we're going to try to see. I'm going to see. We're going to see if we can get here, Billy, on the line. Just hold on. We're going to see if we can get him on the line. How's everything else going that way?
Yeah, everything else fine, man. Just trying to go fast. That's all.
Y'all got a small block in that thing or a big block? I saw the car, but I didn't ever come over and check it out too close.
He got a big block in it.
Big block in it.
Want some 29. No Willie ball.
No Willie ball.
No Willie ball. Yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to see. We think we got somebody trying to see if they can locate here, Billy, and we'll see what happens.
I tried to give Hillbilly a call. I got his voicemail. I did leave him a voicemail message and let him know that we would be on the air for about another 30 minutes and that the 901 boys were looking for him, so maybe he'll give us a call.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm looking for anybody over there on some 29. I ain't just looking for Hillbilly. I'm looking for anybody over there on some 29 that want to come out of Texas.
Anybody out there on 29?
Yeah.
Anybody out there sitting on 29? You got the 9-on-1 bad boys at HMP on May 19th looking to do something again. What was that car from you ran from? Dallas somewhere. Who was that?
Lonzo, I believe it was.
He was out there. Yeah. I saw you got your victory out there. So I don't know if that car want to try you again or what you can work out with that car. I can't think of the guy's name. I think he was from the Dallas.
Lonzo.
Yeah, Lonzo. That's that name I heard.
Yeah, Lonzo can show up in Hot Springs. Yeah, he can show up in Hot Springs on the field. Oh.
You going to show up in Hot Springs on the field?
I said he can.
He can? Peanut, you know how to get in touch with Lonzo?
I don't.
Peanut, yeah. You a rookie. I know y'all. Anyone y'all know how to get in touch with Lonzo?
The what?
He said a guy named Lonzo. He's from Dallas-Fort Worth area. Anyone y'all know how to get in touch with him? He might not want
to. What
are
you driving? That Camaro?
Yeah, Lonzo got a Camaro, yeah. Primer. He was close to Coco.
He had that Primer with the purple on the back?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, we can reach him.
Oh, okay.
We can reach him.
Well, he want to holler at him, Peter. If you know how to get him, if you can call him and try to get him online. Memphis boy, I want to holler at him.
All right, I'll get back with y'all in a second.
All right.
Hey, Tracy, you ain't called King yet, man?
No, you didn't tell me to call King. I didn't hear you say King online.
No, I said call King. I said because, first of all, it sounded like somebody been rehearsing Sharon, putting the key in Sharon's back. She don't know nothing about what King do. She just came on the scene in this way. So do like you do all the time. Get King on the phone right now.
Since my name was mentioned, no, nobody stuck a key in my back. I'm not a robot.
Okay.
I'm not a play toy.
Okay. All right. That goes with the part you say, what have you done for me lately?
All I simply stated was you mentioned that King has more wins than anybody else in the Austin area. But what I'm saying is we're talking about right now, 2012. I simply asked, what has King done lately? Or what?
Well, get King on the phone, and if we don't answer that, then get him on the phone.
Get King on the phone. Y'all need to keep the show going. I'll try to get King on the phone.
I think you're taking this the wrong way. You know,
no,
this conversation
I didn't
come up
the
about.
Wrong way.
I mean, she made a statement, what have King McCarthy? See, when you all step and talk about who got the most wins, you know, people going to talk about, I'm going to give credit where credit's due. He probably got the most wins back in the day, but, you know, we talking about, when you mentioned, you generalized everything when you see it in Austin. So I spoke about the racist from Austin, because you generalized when you said Austin. So it's only a handful of us that race in Austin. And King probably had the most wins
out of all of us, you know, but we speaking about the race and it's, you know, trying to make action right now, trying to do something right now, the last time you done ran somebody. You know, then you start counting, okay, you start trying to count, okay, guy had a lot of runs back then.
Who called us out lately then? That's what I'm asking you. Who have called us out lately then?
The only person that I can think of off the top of my head that done called you after they was begging, and that was Atticat. I mean, that was Atticat and Horace.
Okay, well, that's dead right there. We already clarified that with Atticat, and we got to understand it with Atticat. So that's what I'm trying to make you understand. Ain't nobody calling us out. So there it is. That's your answer to that, Tracy. But like
no,
I said, get King on the phone.
Who's saying that somebody called you out?
I didn't say that, but that goes with the part of what have you done lately. That's what I'm talking about. So if you've done nothing lately, ain't nobody calling us out lately.
Okay, Mo,
I know what you're saying.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I tried to get King on the phone. King did not answer his phone. But
I don't believe that.
I tried to get King on the phone. King did not answer his phone. I have no reason to lie to you, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
okay.
All I'm saying is, you're saying I don't know anything about King. Okay, we seem to be concentrating on King here. I'm talking about the shutdown crew, the racing crew. You know,
that's me.
That's me and King. Okay, all I'm saying is, I've never seen the car race. So, again, what have you done for me lately?
Well, who called us out? And that's what I'm saying. Who have called us out?
Right. Who have you called out? Other than...
We don't go around picking on nobody, Sharon. But since you can't get King on the phone.
You're a grudge racer.
You get King on the phone.
You're a grudge racer. Man, what
else you She said she tried to get him. Mo, we try to keep this. We try to make this thing. If they try to get people on the phone, they're trying to get them on the phone. So, I mean, I can't click it on the line. I ain't got one of the most sophisticated phones. I don't have to my... line on the line, so I can't get back to 3 on this phone. I got a dinosaur.
Okay.
I have to hang my phone up.
Apparently, you don't believe that I tried to get King on the phone. Y'all carry the show.
But hold on.
I'll let you hear. I will let you hear me dial if you know, that will satisfy you.
Mo, but this show is not about King. This show is not about King. I don't think nobody just targeting King. You know, the way you put it out there, you brought King up and generalize. This show ain't about King or what King done, but when you start generalizing thing and grouping thing and the wins and this and Austin, then you start grouping it. But this show ain't about King. I don't think nobody here in Austin is calling King out. I don't think King is calling nobody out here. So this show is not directed at King. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to say.
In the meantime, while we're trying to get King on the line, 512-7376, your mic is open. And again, Mo, King did not answer the phone. 512-7376, your mic is open.
What's up, Tracy?
Go ahead.
What's going on, man? Listen to the show. Listen to Mo. What's going on, Mo?
What's up, Tracy?
Shit, I can't call it, man. I can't call it. Say, Mo, I don't know what the old King win, man. I think old Side got that beat, man. Old High Side, man. Old Riding Pride, East Side.
Mo ain't came back on yet. He probably tried to get King.
I tried to call King. King was on the phone, but he hung up.
Okay.
I don't know.
You want to share something about what you think about what Mo said? I told him this show wasn't about King and nobody talking King. I mean, I don't know how Mo came on and, you know, generalized and directed that way, but this show wasn't just about making action about racing, trying to find ways to race. This show was in no means directed at King. I mean, that wasn't what the show was about. I mean, I don't know where he come from there, but that's not what it was about.
King, your mic is open.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing? Austin, Texas, in the world. In the world, how y'all doing? Hey Tracy, you got one of your little henchmen just called me and said that they've been trying to call me. I ain't got now call from now show. So You know, let's start with that right there. Maybe she got the wrong number.
What you mean, Hitchman? What you mean, Hitchman? Come on, man. Hold him up now.
You called me. Didn't you just call me and say?
Yeah, I just called you. I told the show.
Okay, well, let me finish then. I didn't want to give my source up, but now they won't let you in no more. But anyway, what we got going here, man? I'm shooting a little pool here. But look here. How you up there, y'all worried about Kim. Y'all might need to go to church. Get you some social life. Don't worry about what Kim do. And all this, what have Kim done lately? Whoever said that, I bet they ain't got no car. And I'll show you what I can do tomorrow. Yeah, whoever said that really don't know nothing about, hey, let me talk so I can go and get this over with since y'all got this. Y'all know so much about King and what King done lately. The reason why King haven't done nothing lately, I'll explain it to the Earl. My car is not fast enough. My blow car is not fast enough to run with Frankie Taylor now. Do y'all hear this, people? Listen, now your goddamn body go forever, motherfucking body. My car is not fast enough to run with these big-time motherfuckers. So this is one reason. But them old ragged-ass cars, like what was that white boy name down in Houston that they tried with that old motherfucking, I think he had a goddamn blow car, the little Corvette. That motherfucker stopped going to the race after they sick Alley Cat and them sicked me on. Alley Cat and them called and said they were just bullshitting for those who don't believe that I run. And if you think Lord to the hell, mercy, let me tell y'all something about you. If you get the bullshitting with me, whoever you is, you might outrun me, but you ain't got to keep outrunning me, goddammit. I said that, I meant that, and I stand 5'9½", motherfucker, and represent that. Let's get that shit understood. I'm trying to be nice, because let me tell y'all, hold on. Mute these goddamn mics since y'all want to hear from King. Yeah, y'all hear from King. And goddamn me, if you think I want to run a motherfucker, put his ass in the next lane. And guess what? If I can't outrun him, I'm mad enough to say I don't want that trouble. But let me tell y'all something. There's a lot of motherfuckers say they want this, but they really don't. These motherfuckers walking around eating motherfucking crumbs ain't got no money to do this. I got enough to do what I'm going to do. And let me tell y'all something. If you want to do something and help the Grudge Gang, keep King out your motherfucking mouth. I thank y'all for y'all time, and I ain't going to give you no more money. Is there anything somebody want to say? And most say somebody say they're going to try this my car. Y'all should have tried that orange motherfucker because it wasn't that fast. It wasn't that fast. But we got a motherfucking new car now, Lord, to the hell motherfucking mercy. Somebody's ass is out. And if you're lucky, it's 50. Hey, let me finish because I think you were the one started that shit. I will lock the motherfucker ass in for $50,000 tomorrow. Now.
King.
I'm saying what I mean what I say.
King.
I just asked y'all to keep King out your mouth. Right now I'm trying to lock in.
King.
I'm trying to lock in, Tracy. How long? Let me lock in first.
King.
Somebody calling you.
Who? I ain't got no $50,000.
Well, you ever stay in your motherfucking lane. It's a show lane. Get no lane that you stay. Well, then you ever shut up then. This is big man talking. let's set the fucking record straight. Y'all done pissed my partner off, and when y'all piss Big Mo off, you fucking with me.
Well, we
really? The Grudge Game ain't shit. The Grudge Game ain't shit. That's the reason why I quit talking on it, because the motherfuckers that got a grudge and really ain't racing, they got a grudge. I don't get into grudge shit. Now, if you want to race, talk to me. I just bought, hey,
crisis.
It ain't gonna take him long before. Hey, use this nigga mic because he ain't talking about shit. I'm trying to tell him something. Will you please use this motherfucker's mic and let me finish?
I got Alonzo on the phone that want to lock in a race while King's sitting here. Bullshit, man.
Well, I didn't get his fucking phone number. And goddamn me, he did. We on national out. He ain't trying to lock in all night. He ain't trying to lock in all night. God damn it, why he want to lock in now? He can lock in with me. He can lock in with me.
Let me step in. Wasn't nobody on the show talking about you. The conversation wasn't about you. Mo chimed in, and he brought the conversation up talking about Mo Wins in Austin, Texas.
You act like I didn't go to Houston to try to get it on. Austin,
no.
Dallas.
You missing the deal.
I done said motherfucking Central Texas. Let's put Central Texas on that bullshit.
Austin,
Texas.
Hey, Steve, we talking about trying to make action right now, trying to get races right now. We wasn't talking about who had the most wins?
Okay, well, let me ask you something. Hey, hold up, man. Okay, you talking about this. You think I'm going to race now? Is that what you're saying?
No, nobody
think
you wouldn't race now.
Okay, nobody, what are you talking about then? What is this bullshit? What have you done lately? You think I'm going to line that bitch up? You think I'm going to line that bitch up? Why you think I try to help your crooked ass? Talking for me, what I say, I mean what I say and do what I say. y'all, hey, right now, you either motherfuckers in Austin, Texas, I'm trying. I bought a motherfucking car where we can go around the world and goddamn shut it down for us. And you ain't the motherfuckers talking about what have King done lately. Tell him, just phone call and don't bring it out. That's what King gonna do.
It was two people talking, and I couldn't understand nothing you said, and somebody else was saying something, I couldn't understand what they said.
Okay. I asked you to mute the mic. Okay, well, look at him. All I had to say is me and Motor bought another car. Listen at me real close. And for those who think they're going to pick on that orange floor, I knew they were going to get some motherfuckers that, you know, go deep in them threes to fuck with us. We asked Frankie Taylor to go to the East Coast. Had him locked in. And you wouldn't answer the motherfucking phone. But if you really want to know, Tracy, I got with Moe, and we went and bought a motherfucking blow car that'll go around Frankie Taylor. And that's all I'm a motherfucking say. Y'all have a good night. Keep looking in your seat.
Don't get out yet. People might want to ask some questions. Don't get out yet.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Who is that?
King.
Don't ask what's going to happen. Who is that?
King hung up, Tracy.
Oh, ain't that some shit. Well, Mo, I know you on the phone.
Yeah, what's up?
So when y'all gonna do something with Frankie Taylor? I didn't hear anything from Frankie Taylor. I want to see this.
Tinker, hold
when
on a
time,
second.
When that time comes.
Mo, hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on, guys.
Yes.
40, hold on. 404-6381, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up? No, that's right here. Y'all looking for me?
What's up, Mike?
What's going on?
Oh, that's about. Oh, you was Jeff, the guy from was it Jeffrey and Cliff or something like that?
No, his name was Cliff. Cliff with the Mustang.
Oh,
his name was
that?
Cliff.
Tina, did you say that guy's on the phone, Lorenzo or whoever?
Do I?
You say the guy Lorenzo was on the phone, that's the guy that doesn't hide on one bad boy. The guy on the phone.
Ooh, Flip. What's his name, Flip?
No.
38, come on.
The guy with the nine.
Hold on,
you
Tracy.
You said the Lorenzo guy on there. Go ahead.
Right, but Tracy, I tried to get the 901 boys back on the line. I tried to call Whit. I left a message
Mike,
for him.
Mike, can you talk for them?
No, hold on. Earlier, though, in the show, if you recall, Cliff is the one that was fake-ass racing. He was calling out Peanut with that car that nobody knows. Remember he said that Mike Hill knew the car.
I know, but I also know Mike is the one that's doing on the 901 passport. So you say he was on the phone, and Mike come up on Mike, who did you come on the phone to represent which car, 901 passport or the one that Cliff talked about?
Oh, no, y'all had left me a message. They called,
right.
You know, I just called. I don't know what was going on. So I mean, I do know Cliff. That you know, I mean, he's, I know one Cliff, and I mean, he's a good friend of mine. So I mean, I don't know, but I don't know what situation y'all.
Well, Cliff is on the line, so I see Cliff is out there. So you want to open Cliff, Mike? Yeah, Pino was talking. I don't know if it was.
Is it Cliff or Flip? I thought it was Cliff.
Right,
Tracy, but Cliff dropped off. But when I called Mike, when I called Mike, it was when Cliff was on the phone and Ricky was asking Cliff, "Who are you? We don't know who you are. Who is this?" And remember, Cliff said, "Mike knows who I am." And so I just called Mike because we were trying to figure out who Cliff was.
Oh, okay. No, we didn't know who he was. He's saying he owned the car up there. We were trying to figure out who he is.
Okay.
Mike, do you know the car? The Mustang that he's talking about?
I mean, I don't know the car. I mean, I know a Cliff. I don't even know if you're talking about the same Cliff. I mean, if we talk about the same one, I know, and I mean, he got the capability to buy what he wants. So, I mean, but I don't know if he purchased.
Okay, well, if Cliff is listening.
Well, we ain't putting you in the middle of it, Mike. We were just trying to figure out what the hell he was talking about.
Oh, okay. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, because, I mean, we can't figure out what the hell he was talking about, and he ain't here, so we don't know.
Okay. All righty. No problem. I may sit and listen for a little while.
King got stirred up, but I think Mo, you asked that, but I think you took it to King and got the conversation started. Like this conversation was about King.
I ain't got nothing twisted up. We were talking about Blowers and Nitrous Cars, and then we talked about the most wins of here in Austin, and then. The next conversation came up, what have you done lately? We weren't talking about
I think I had explained that to you, what they were really saying.
You're not getting
action because of you went to a blow-up car, you know.
Okay, and I understand. And if it was put that way, then I understand what you're saying. That's, I have no problem with that. But when you make a statement that's saying, what have you done lately? It sounds like you're being kind of sarcastic about it, that you ain't been doing shit right now. So what the problem is, what you talking about? Now, if you were to put it in the perspective like you put it, then I understand that. I have no problem with that.
Mo,
you know what I'm saying?
Mo, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings, okay, but I thought you were...
Listen here, Sharon, you can't hurt my feelings, you and nobody else can't hurt my feelings. I'm a grown man. I don't make no money off this drag racing. Drag racing and all this shit ain't nothing, and it's going to be some shit before it is over with, behind betting with this little piece of money that everybody's trying to kick up and scratch. I'm fine with what I do and my activities. This is just a hobby that I'm a part of. This don't make me, this don't break me, and I don't have no problem of giving a man his props when he do good or whatever. So, boys, you saying that you hurt my feelings, you and ain't nobody else, one of these coward motherfuckers out here can't never hurt my feelings. Because I don't have no feelings.
Oh, it's like you
know what I'm
saying? Nobody can hurt my feelings.
Are we going to see the new car on August 18th?
When that time comes, it'll come. So once again, don't worry about what's going on in the shutdown camp. That's what the problem is. Everybody, what's going on in our camp? Well, when that time comes, then you'll see.
I'm not worried. I simply asked a question, and I'm sorry for the way that I worded it. You know, offended you.
Okay.
I really didn't want to.
No, speak. You can't never offend me.
But I told you I was acting like a devil's advocate. Do you understand what that means?
Yeah, I understand what that means. Do you understand what King said? Did you understand the words? Did you understand the words that came out of his mouth?
He still did not say what he's done lately, did he?
Okay, but have anybody called us out lately?
Oh, you
that woman crazy.
Like you told me, you don't pick on nobody. We ain't picking on nobody.
You tell me.
Do what now?
Is he a grudge racer? Is he a prize racer? Or is he a fake ass racer?
I tell you what, he'll get on ass racer. That's the kind of racer he is.
Okay,
now, if you got a car, we'll try you. If you got a car, we'll try you.
You know what? I'm just like that. I'm gonna have to call somebody, just like King can.
But we're not calling nobody. We have a car in our town. We ain't calling nobody. We're not calling nobody. Who are we calling?
If he's an ass racer, he's ours because he got no racing. Is that better?
I can't hear nothing you saying. You got some background noise. What are you saying?
That's not me with the background noise. That's Tinka.
Okay.
I said, if he is an ass racer, whose ass has he got on lately? Okay, I reworded that whole statement that got
me. Okay, well, who have called him out?
Oh, God.
Well, don't call on him now.
Is he a
don't call on him now when you're in a situation. I'm asking you a question.
I can call on him anytime I feel
okay,
like
well,
it.
Okay, well, I want to tell you what. Do you have a car, ma'am?
Do you have a car?
Yes,
do
you
hey, man,
you just like
down,
the
man.
Rest of them. You just like the rest of them. You,
you,
like the rest of them. You bumping your gums and you ain't got shit to run with. So why are you even worried about it?
Mo, you must forgot who she is.
I really don't give a damn who she is. She asking, she calling, she talking about my camp. No. If you got a car,
hey,
then
if
you
I
call
that. That means she the one make the run. She the one do the thing,
boy. What? What? You know what I'm saying? Okay, we're talking about
I know who you are.
On the camp and on the car, so the car, yeah, I got a car. Now that you got a car.
What now?
I said, if we're talking about court and
hey.
The camp that I work with, then yes, sir, I can call in the camp that I work with. Now that you got
it. So what you're saying is you call Tracy's camp? That's what you're saying?
Hold on.
Let me understand what you're saying, ma'am. So you saying that you ain't Tracy's camp, so you saying that you part of Tracy's camp, and that's your car that's in your camp?
I'm calling a car that I'm shut down racing to. I know that much.
So you saying you called and shut down racing now with Tracy's car?
Did you hear me say that? Do you have problems with
your
hearing?
You said that you was in a camp.
Did you hear me call anybody out?
Well, you said that you can get a car and you're in a camp, so what camp are you in?
I told you, if this is a situation of going out and getting somebody's car to run that blower car, I said anybody can do that. I could not call you, King, Shutdown Racing, or Huffy Puffy, anybody out. But do you have a problem hearing, Mo?
I'm still not understanding. You got some background. Take it. You need to close
that
rag last night because I can't hear what you're saying.
It ain't no rag. Hey, Mo. It ain't no rag. It ain't your goddamn car.
Well, I tell you what, my car ran your car, Tinker. I'm going to say something, Tinker. I don't even need to talk to you because you're the coward.
Yeah, let's leave that alone.
Because when you see me, you're not going to even indulge with me.
Until then, I'm not going to worry about it.
But then, fine. You one of the main haters if you talk about Tracy.
I'm hating because I ain't seen shit. That's why.
Where's all coming from?
I'm
coming from you.
Why you talking about your phone? Your phone, man.
You don't even know me, Chico. You don't know nothing about me. You know what I'm saying?
So,
then you address me, and I guarantee you won't like the outcome of when you do see.
Nigga, you
no,
don't
have
to scare nobody.
You have your phone.
Make
sure you have your phone on 911.
You
never say nothing. I got
you,
motherfucker.
You never say nothing to me.
You don't never say nothing to me.
You big sensitive motherfucker.
You smiling at me. You smiling at me. You smiling at me in the back. Motherfucker. So you ain't said nothing.
You can't eat motherfucker.
Sometimes, you know, people take things the wrong way, man. It's just really talking about trying to make races right now, because not a whole lot of races hadn't been happening lately, especially coming out of Austin, Texas. We don't have a whole lot of cars up and going that want a grudge, but we're going to have some, hopefully, that we'll take the Dallas on the 18th, and hopefully we'll be able to mix it up and make some races. Same thing about other cars in other states and other cities. You know, we're just trying to talk about finding ways, how can we make races happen. Each and every camp going to have their own beliefs of how they do it, or people going to try to skip their race of how they do it. It was just a topic. This topic wasn't addressed in no one single individual. It's just trying to find ways to make it action, whether you got a nicer blower, turbo, all motor car, whatever. Amen. Look to see everybody at the races this coming weekend up in Dallas Raceway. We're going to try to go up there and do some testing, support that race. Like I say, we're going to try to support other races. All in all, man, we got to learn to work together. We got to learn to support each other's race. We got to learn to try to make action, because fans come to the track. They want to see some kind of racing. So we all have to do our part to try to make racing happen. I want to thank everybody for coming in, man, and look forward to see you guys pass the word around. We got some lock-ins going on by August the 18th. Atomic Dog, Show Enough Racing, Ultimate Grudge Fan, Texas Stand Up. Until then, we see y'all next Tuesday, same time. Good night, everybody.
I'm gonna call Tracy right now. Stay on the line.
I'm on the line.